Grandpa Mahoney had 510 acres, and this is what's not underwater right here.
Byron Bohannon stands in what used to be his front yard before Sardis Dam was built and the lake covered his old stomping grounds among the potato hills southeast of McAllister.
My mother was born in 1914 and my dad was born in 1915, and they courted right here.
Now there's a pavilion where his house was, just feet from a boat ramp and a beach.
They sent a U.S. Marshal out to me and said to get my cattle off of their land.
Jim Koopman also had his land condemned to build the lake. They remember the tiny, now submerged, town of Sardis.
Yeah, tell me about the town of
Sardis.
Well,
they had a post office till the last thing, and they had two stores, wasn't they, Jim?
Two stores.
And that's the first barbershop I ever went to was there, but it didn't have electricity yet.
Bohannon and Koopman say they and others like them gave up their land for the greater good of the area. Flooding was a huge problem before the dam. Local communities didn't have reliable water supplies, and tourism promised to bring some kind of economic life to a downtrodden area. Fishing, boating, hiking, wildlife, the place is an outdoorsman's dream.
And after they took the land, this, that, and the other from the people, built the lake, then real quickly they came and said, Mr. Koopman, Mr. Bohannon community, we've decided to transfer 93% of this lake to North Texas Municipal Water District.
That's Andrew Husky, who resigned his position with the Oklahoma Water Resources Board over that attempt to move water to North Texas in the early 1990s. There was a heated public meeting one day, then the next day at the state capitol.
That morning they passed legislation to tell the OWRB to stop, do not go down there and sign that contract. This whole thing is on hold. If it wasn't for about 300 people around here, North Texas Municipal Water District would have this lake.
So transfer attempt number one failed. Sardis is one of the few lakes built by the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers the state actually had to pay for. Often the state didn't make those payments and has always been looking for someone else to take the responsibility and the water. The state tried again to transfer Sardis to a different North Texas water district a decade later, a move that would prompt the state legislature to enact a 7-year moratorium on out-of-state water sales. So transfer attempt number two failed. Then Oklahoma City gets into the act. Oklahoma City currently pipes water from nearby Atoka Lake, but it's not enough. And the plan is to transfer water from Sardis to Atoka, then to Oklahoma City along a new Atoka pipeline.
Where right now they have water use permits at the OWRB for 90% of the lake.
But the OWRB hasn't been able to approve those permits because the Choctaw and Chickasaw Nations sued over the issue, claiming they hold the rights to Sardis Lake and all the water in southeast Oklahoma. The parties in the case have been negotiating a settlement for 4 years with no end in sight. Transfer attempt number three on hold. It's easy to see why the people here don't want to share. You don't have to look any further than Oklahoma City's Atoka Lake just down the road.
You cross the end of Atoka Lake, and as far as you can see back down through there is nothing but stumps and rotted trees and mud flats for, I mean, acres and acres of nothing but mud.
And Jim Koopman says a drawdown like the one Oklahoma City did at Canton Lake in 2013 would devastate the thriving tourism industry towns like Clayton and Tallahena rely on.
It's the life of Clayton.
Even as the state legislature considers a bill to study the feasibility of moving water to drought-plagued southwest Oklahoma, Husky thinks the people around Sardis will ultimately get to keep what they see as their water.
I think we'll be having a celebration maybe right here with the Choctaws and the Chickasaws. We'll have a party and celebrate preserving a natural asset like this for the community.
For State Impact, I'm Logan Layden.